Distorted View Daily proudly presents a deaf guy singing Iron Maiden.
There goes the Saint in the words of the A Ray. There goes the son of the ghost and in black. Out of the crooked wind goes through the neighbor. Goes through the deaf on the clothing attack.
Monday, July 22nd, 2019. Coming up on the program today, jizzing in your pants like 100 times a day. Plus, I discover another feminine voice singer is actually a man, an aggressive lesbian sexually terrorizing a married woman, and scissoring with a chandelier.
Rule by your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He's sniff freak.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, Timothy James Henson back here with you, starting off a new week of programs. I've got a quick story to tell you about a disastrous dinner I had at a fast food establishment, and I realize this is going to make me sound like just the fattest, slobbiest, most entitled asshole in the world, but I don't care. I was wronged, and I want to talk about it. It actually almost turned into a brawl at a fast food restaurant, like the videos we feature here on the show. Anyway, most nights, Lord Douche and I have a real problem deciding where we're going to eat, because we don't prepare meals for ourselves. We don't cook at home. We're children. Of course, I like to eat out, but I really have no problem making stuff at home. I'm gonna put this all on Lord Douche. He's got, you know... And here's another weird thing about him. I've told you guys so many weird fucking things about this man. He's absolutely insane, crazy, cuckoo. Doesn't want toilet paper in the bathroom for some fucking reason. Okay. Sorry, I'm already losing my mind. He doesn't want food made in the house because of smells. He's like, if you start using the oven, those smells linger. And I'm very sensitive to smell. I get migraines. Last year, he bought like a $1,500 oven. I'm like, why? Why are you even bothering to buy this? You don't cook fucking shit. It had to be an electric oven, but with the gas burners. He was very specific in his requests. And we've used that oven, I think, twice since we've lived here for 2 fucking years in this goddamn hellhole. Anyway, so on Saturday, we were like, where are we going to eat? You know, Lord Deuce doesn't like garbage food like me. Like, I don't like to make food at home. I don't like to cook for myself, but I'm perfectly fine buying a $4 meal at Wendy's and just calling it a day. So we just happened to be watching TV and a commercial for Popeye's. Popeye's chicken came up and they've got a new promotion, and I'm a sucker for new foods. You know this. It's called the Double Dipper, and it's like chicken. I don't know if they're like strips or balls or something. Chicken balls, and it's got two dipping things. I don't know, right? Like some sort of sauce. You dip it in the sauce, and then you dip it in some sort of Parmesan crusty stuff or cheese or something. So I was totally in. I'm like, hey, let's do this. Popeye's pretty inexpensive. It's fast food. Plus, they only really serve one thing, just chicken. It's hard for them to fuck up an order, right? So we drove to Popeye's. Now, this was like at 8 o'clock at night. There's no reason why the lobby shouldn't be open. It's not that late, right? But we pull up, and people inside are like waving their arms all crazy, telling us, go through that drive-thru, go through the drive-thru. And it's because they were being lazy. They started like putting the chairs up on the table and stuff. And they just, you know, they didn't want to deal with any more customers in the dining room. So I thought, okay, well, that's kind of annoying, but we'll just get it to, you know, take home. There's no one in, you know what drives me up the fucking wall with fast food restaurants? And it only happens here in Cincinnati. It's like no one can multitask. They can only handle one customer at a time. And by that, I mean the whole transaction. Like, you'll see a car drive up to the place where you order, a little microphone, order the food, then the car drives up to the window to get the food, then sits at the window until the food is prepared. Then the employee gives the food to the customer, the car drives off, and only then will the next order be taken. So cars naturally back up, but on this day, there was no one at the ordering microphone station. It was just us. And the second we get up, she's like, you know, the woman's like, hold on a second. And I said, okay, that's how these people talk to us. You're in a service position. I understand your job sucks. I get it. But you're, you know, the one thing you're really paid to do is just, especially when you're working the drive-thru, is just be nice, especially when no one's being mean to you. I'm just like, hi, I would like to order some of the shit, the thing that you sell here. I want, hold on a second. All right, so I do. I wait a second, which ends up being, you know, a few minutes. All right, and then she's like, okay, what do you want? And I say, what are those double dipper chickens? Because they don't look like chicken chips. She said, well, they are nuggets, but we ain't got any. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is the one thing that I came here for. So I said, okay, well, I'll do chicken strips. And then I thought, oh, well, do you have the sauce, the dipping sauce with the Parmesan? Because that's basically the same fucking thing, right? Whether it's nuggets or strips, it's still basically breaded chicken. So I'm like, I'll just do the chicken strips, but with the double dipper sauce you've got. And Lord Douche basically ordered the same thing, right? And she's like, yeah, okay, great, pull around. So I pull around, and then she's like, oh, we ain't got no more of that sauce. All right, well, now, like, the whole reason I'm there to try this new thing is just been, you know, fucked over. So I said, okay, great. So I said, well, just give me the ranch sauce and, okay, Lord Douche again, because he only likes one sauce, right? And if they don't have that sauce, he doesn't want the fucking chicken. Because, you know, Lord Douche is difficult. So Lord Douche likes the Mardi Gras mustard. He has to get the Mardi Gras mustard. So I said, all right, can I get two Black and Ranch and two Mardi Gras mustard sauces? And she says, okay, and then hands us our food, our drinks, and then just sort of like tosses some sauces at us, and I drive away, right? I'm like, thank you, right? I'm very polite, right? And then Lord Deuce is like, there's no Mardi Gras mustards. She only gave us a few of the ranch. And I'm like, what? And I couldn't go inside the restaurant because they don't want people inside. The dining room is closed. So I had to go through the drive-thru again. I pull up to the window and I say, yeah, you only gave me ranch. Can I get the Mardi Gras mustard? And she said, I already told you we out of that too. And I was like, what? I was not there for that part of the conversation. And I don't even think she really told us that, because I would have asked for a replacement sauce, or I would have just lost my goddamn mind at that point. So I'm like, well, what sauces do you have? What do you have to sell at this restaurant? And then she said, I already told you the sauces. And I'm like, yeah, you keep telling me sauces you don't have either. Like, I ordered this fucking double dipper sauce. I thought I was going to get that. And then I come to the window and you don't have that. I mean, you don't know what's going on either. So Lord Douche doesn't even want his chicken anymore. So now things are going to get even more contentious, because I'm like, I just want a refund. I wasn't yelling, though. I was just like, look, can I just get a refund? You've got nothing we want today. And then the manager was like, what is your problem? She said, all that Parmesan double dipper sauce is just ranch anyway. I guess there's like two compartments, right? It's like the ranch dipping sauce, but I wanted the Parmesan. That's really what makes it a double dipper. Now, I understand how fucking ridiculous this is asking for a refund because they don't have a sauce. But it was more than that. The dining room was closed. They didn't have the fucking chicken that they're advertising. They didn't have the sauce that they told me that they had, right? And then the one sauce that Lord Douche has, they don't like, right? So I was just like, can I just get a refund? And then the manager's like, y'all are getting on my nerves. And then she's like, give me back my food. Give me back my food. Like, we want your stinky ass chicken now, bitch. And so she goes and processes my refund, and she's like, you didn't give me my drinks back. You give me my drinks back now. Like, that's like, that was our big plan. We're both really thirsty, but we don't want to pay for this Coke. Let's ask for 7 fucking things off the menu that they obviously don't have in stock. Then get a refund and speed away with the fucking drinks that they forgot to ask back. So we, you know, I give Lord Douche was so close to throwing the drink in her face, and I was like, don't do this. Don't do this. I don't want to be a video on my own show. Also, even though Lord Douche is Cuban, he looks white, and so it'll be a hate crime. The second we speed away from Popeyes, Lord Douche is like, you should get on Twitter. That's his answer to everything, because everything we ever order at restaurants for him is wrong. I spend half of my day on the phone with restaurants and companies that have wronged Lord Douche. And it's because he always wants special things or substitutions, and they forget to do it. And, you know, honestly, sometimes it's not even his fault. Like, what? We go to this one place that has, like, healthy, they call them broth bowls. One time they didn't give him the broth. I didn't notice because, you know, Lord Douche ordered it on the computer or whatever, and I went to go pick it up. It was already in a bag. So I just, you know, I just take whatever I'm supposed to and bring it home. There's no juice in the bowl. There's nothing wet in that bowl. The broth bowl was dry. It was just like leaves and beans and shit. So some of the time I understand, you know, having to complain and get a refund or whatever. In this case, Lord Dew said, get on Twitter and complain. He's not on social media at all. He doesn't understand how these things work. Social media, that used to be a good way to get companies to take notice. Now, that's what everyone uses Twitter for, to complain about shit. It doesn't work anymore. And also, you know, my Twitter account is, you know, at Distorted View. I kind of just use it for show stuff or personal stuff. I don't want to be just complaining to companies. You know, that's what my listeners are going to be seeing. You know, whatever. But Lord Douche sees that I have, you know, however many Twitter followers, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000. He thinks that companies will be more likely to respond and bend over backwards because I'm such a big celebrity. I'm like, you know, 9,000 followers is not a lot. I mean, it's a good amount, but celebrities have millions of followers. I'm not a celebrity. The reason why he even suggested that is because years ago, I got on Twitter and I was screaming at Chipotle and a bunch of you freaks piled on. I was upset because they switched from 4 hard tacos when you order the hard tacos at Chipotle to down to 3. And they said, well, the tacos are wider now, so they fit more filling, so you don't need 4. And I said, that's not the point. The point is the crunch. You know my rant on hard tacos. Anyways, a bunch of you guys chimed in. It was kind of funny. Lord Douche seems to think that I have some sort of power over companies now, which is just not true. Oh, what's great is Lord Douche spent the rest of the time in the car as we were driving home. I think we ended up not eating dinner that day. We just went to Dairy Queen or something. So he spent the rest of the time in the car crafting a letter, a strongly worded email to Popeyes. But here's the problem. Lord Douche is not good at texting and using, phone keyboards in general. It's all, whenever he sends a text, I spend, I don't know, 5-10 minutes just trying to decipher what the fuck point he was trying to make, right? So he wrote like a book. I mean, there are literally chapters, right? But it's riddled with autocorrect errors and just bad grammar and stuff. And, you know, it's changing words around. Like, one line is, I changed my order to the chicken strips asking for new sauce, which worked the Yell's backside. Like, go ahead and decipher that. I mean, I understand. He was angry. He would hate typing in the car. He just gave up eating dinner. Let's just have ice cream instead. The whole day was ruined. Fucking Popeyes. All right. So that was my weekend. What a sad life I lead. Hey, I got a couple pieces of audio before we get into the news. This first one was sent to me recently. It's a clip from a documentary that aired about a year ago. It definitely sounds like something we should have featured on the program. Maybe I just missed it. I do remember playing a clip from a documentary where a woman had near constant orgasms. Remember that? It was like, yeah, this woman has 12,000 orgasms a day. You know, it's debilitating. It sounds great. Ends up being extremely painful. Well, there's a male version of this problem. This man suffers 100 orgasms a day. And he's in misery as well. Take a listen. Oh, he's having one right now.
Oh, God.
He has fallen to his knees on the grass. I don't know if he's golfing or something.
Father of two, Dale Decker, suffers from a rare and seemingly incurable condition that leads to him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
At first I thought, oh, he must go through underwear like crazy, soiling his pants constantly, right? But then I quickly realized that, no, obviously, if he's coming over and over and over, he's shooting blanks at this point. His body doesn't have enough time to recharge, which also means there's no way he can have kids. Can't pump enough of that fluid into your wife's twat like that. Also, he probably doesn't want to have sex. That's the last thing he wants.
Nothing pleasurable.
Great, come again.
Him suffering up to 100 unwanted orgasms a day.
There's nothing pleasurable about it, because even though it might physically feel good, the whole time inside your mind, you're completely disgusted by what's going on. And depending on where you're at, if you're in public, if you're in front of kids, if you're around strangers, I mean, it can make a person break real fast.
Is that man having an orgasm by the monkey bars? You pervert! Get away from those kids, you monster!
The 37-year-old is the first man to ever speak publicly about the condition known as persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
Yeah, I got some of that.
Or PSAS. And he says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral.
Hot. Wait, what are you doing? What? Like, I can't help it. I just constantly come and weird thoughts pop in my head. I just got on my knees and started sucking the corpse of my father. It's so sick. I don't think that's what he means. That's not how this illness manifests itself. Although that would be awesome. He's like the sexual Hulk, you know? He just gets so aroused and angry, need to suck.
He says it's ruining his life.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there, while your whole family is standing behind you, just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Oh, your dad would have been flattered.
But you know what? You just keep on coming.
Awesome choice of words.
Dale, from Wisconsin in America, was enjoying his suburban life in 2012 when he slipped a disc in his back while getting out of a chair.
That's all it took?
Triggering the...
Imagine being so out of shape. You slipped a disc just getting out of a chair. That is something that would happen to me.
...condition for unknown reasons.
They put me in the back of the ambulance to take me to the hospital.
And I had 17 orgasms right there.
And on the way there, I had my first 5 orgasms.
Five, okay.
And they've never stopped.
Dale has been unable to work since the accident and is mostly housebound through fear of experiencing an episode in public. But he enjoys playing frisbee golf with his closest friends.
Oh, God.
They happen all...
He just had another one.
...times in any situation. They happen when I'm awake. They happen when I'm asleep. They happen in the shower.
Oh, I know how that goes. Let's check in with his wife. She's got to be pretty miserable, too.
And this suffering is felt in Dale's home life, where wife April struggles to cope with the situation.
We tend to have...
Someone touch my pussy, please!
...arguments about stuff that really... shouldn't be argued about.
Like having sex. Like, I'm horny!
Really struggle right now. Like, he can't work and help supply, so I feel stressed from that.
And PSAS is even affecting Dale's relationship with his children, Christian and Tatum.
He does have kids.
They don't have a relationship. He doesn't go to, like, practices because he feels embarrassed and kids don't know about his condition, so...
Why not just lie about it? Because all he does is he, like, falls to the ground and he makes a noise like, just say you've got some sort of migraine condition. They come on fast and hard.
Kids don't quite understand why Dale won't be there.
The threat of a spontaneous orgasm isn't the only thing that leaves Dale afraid to leave home.
I'm afraid my cock will explode.
Sometimes
split into two.
Have an erection for 3-4 hours at a time. Ooh. Off and on. They just come.
Let me take
go
care of that big boy.
30-40 a day. It's really hard to deal with. It's possible to have sex with.
I love this documentary. They're making him like sit on rocks by the beach and stare out.
Really hard to deal with. It's possible to have sex positions. With my wife.
He then goes to a therapist and immediately starts having orgasms in front of her.
When it comes to sexual issues, people get very...
It's a big one. Oh.
Go ahead.
He had to leave the room.
I've never seen anything like that before.
He's kind of a freak of nature.
Not something you would like to hear your therapist say about you, but that's Dale, poor Dale, suffering from over 100 orgasms a day. Hey, real quick, before we get into the news, a couple years ago, I dropped a real bombshell. I was so blown away when I found out I had to share with you the news that the lead singer of the Silver Sun Pickups is a guy? They've got that great song, Lazy Eye. You probably have heard it before, right? Got a good little intro there. I mean, I ruin it, but on its own, it's pretty good. But yeah, you know, let me fast forward to the first part of the vocals here.
I've been waiting.
That's a man! A man!
I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
I was listening to this song a bunch, and then I was like, oh, let me see if there's a music video for it. And I'm like, why is there a guy? That's weird. They put, like, a guy lip-syncing to this female musician. No, it's really a guy. He just has a very girly voice.
But it's not quite right.
The reason why I bring this up is I have discovered a new song, which is actually even more popular than Lazy Eye. This might be a song everyone knows. Okay, not everyone. It was popular in the 80s. You don't hear it too much anymore. But this song that I'm about to feature, also sung by a man that sounds like a woman, but this guy sounds even more like a woman. It makes the lead singer of the Silver Sun Pickups sound like Andre the Giant. I know I could come up with a better example of someone who has a manly voice than Andre the Giant, but you know, Andre the Giant was a giant. He was a freak of nature, and he had that really low voice. Why do I have to explain everything to you? Oh, that's right, because I use shitty examples for stuff no one understands. What song am I talking about? The theme song to the 1980s movie Neverending Story. This is a man.
Look at what you see.
Is your head not exploding into a million pieces at this very moment?
The mirror of your dream. Make believe.
He also got like a mullet. Got a rock star mullet. He looks like Tina Turner. If you want to see him, I'll make him today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I just realized, because I was looking up the song Neverending Story, that it's going viral kind of again because of Stranger Things. I haven't seen the new season of Stranger Things, but apparently there's a scene with a song in it or something, and Millie Bobby Brown lip-synced to it. I don't know. But so, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Maybe that's why the song popped up in a feed or something. got me thinking about it. So there you go. All right. Listen, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. If you like Distorted View Daily, prove it. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Sign up. Become a member. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 3,000 shows. Plus, every week we do exclusive programs just for paying members. Tomorrow, I'll be back with an exclusive sideshow program. And again, on Thursday, we'll do another one. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Memberships only $6.99 a month. It's even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Get a bigger deal if you opt for something like that. So check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, this one has to do with sexual assault, but it takes place in Florida. So you just know there's going to be a fucked up little twist there. Say it with me.
Fucked up state.
When standard sexual assault simply won't do, turn to Florida. Ting! Police say a Port Richey, Florida woman on a river cruise groped another woman's ass in front of her young child. Then she told the victim's husband to go back to the country where you came from. Your wife is now my lesbian plaything, and you're getting deported. What an aggressive dyke. Very assertive. I like it. All right. County arrest records allege Lisa Ann Mattson, 58, was intoxicated. No, I will not stand for such slander. My Lisa is a delicate flower. She would never let the devil's poison pass through her lips. Lisa Ann Mattson, 58, was intoxicated Friday afternoon when she twice grabbed a woman's butt and made lewd sexual comments. Don't worry, we have the quotes here. When the husband of the female passenger confronted Mattson about repeatedly grabbing his wife, she replied by paraphrasing a line President Donald Trump recently directed towards several Democratic congresswomen of color. You should go back to the country you came from, she allegedly told the woman's husband. I thought the quote was going to be about grabbing her by the pussy. Donald Trump has so many great quotes. Seriously, say what you will about Donald Trump, but can you come up with any quotes attributed to Barack Obama? Maybe if you think about it for a while, but none come quickly to mind, right? President Trump, though, has tons of them. Grab him by the pussy. Titties! Titties!
Titties!
Covfefe! Remember Covfefe? What an awesome leader. You should go back to the country you came from, she allegedly told the woman's husband. Officers know that Mattson grabbed the woman's rear at least twice and said, "Ooh, it's curved and nice," before telling her, "I would do you." Mattson allegedly groped her victims behind in front of the woman's six-year-old child, who was also on the boat cruise and probably a little confused. The race or ethnicity of the husband and wife was not listed in documents first obtained by the Smoking Gun. Tarpon Springs police arrested Mattson Friday after the alleged incident on board a Spongerama cruise boat. I'm not familiar with that brand, Spongerama. Maybe it's like a children's, like, SpongeBob SquarePants-themed cruise. That's why the kids are there. I don't know. She was hit with a misdemeanor battery charge, but arresting officers say she denied grabbing the victim and she doesn't know why she was arrested. That was a quote. It's probably because she's white. You know how the whites are being targeted now. Or if she made the go back to the country you came from demand to the couple. She can't recall that. Several witnesses describe Mattson, who lives with her husband in the Tampa suburb of Port Richey, as intoxicated. I love that they're on this SpongeBob SquarePants cruise and they're looking to swing. Oh, I did just look up Sponge. I don't think it's Sponge. I think they spelled it wrong. It's S-P-O-N-G-O. Spongo-Rom. Whatever. It's not a SpongeBob SquarePants-themed cruise like I thought. Again, several witnesses describe Mattson, who lives with her husband in the Tampa suburb of Port Richey, as intoxicated when she allegedly made these xenophobic remarks towards the woman's husband. She was released from the county jail early Saturday morning after posting $500 bond. So there you go. Second up today, we have a woman marrying an inanimate object. Oh, it's been a while since we've read one of these stories. A bride-to-be is excitedly planning her big white wedding in a bid to marry her chandelier. Guys, should we be blaming Disney for these women wanting to marry household objects, things that aren't real? Because it happens all the time in Disney films where, like, you know, a fucking toaster comes to life. Next thing you know, they're dancing together, singing songs and shit. Beauty and the Beast, she was, you know, fluttering about with a clock and candlesticks and stuff. These delusional dreams are implanted by the Walt Disney Company. Class action lawsuit, I say. Amanda Liberty. You'd think she would go for, like, the Statue of Liberty or the Liberty Bell or something, you know? That way she wouldn't have to change her last name. All right, Amanda Liberty. Retarded. Amanda Liberty describes herself as being in an open relationship with several chandeliers. Oh, a little promiscuous. I'm not slut-shaming. She does want everyone to know about the relationship, though. She hopes that her marriage to her favorite chandelier will prove that her love is valid. Amanda, 35, from Leeds over there in the UK, identifies as an objectum sexual, which means she is attracted to objects. And the bride-to-be, who had previously changed her surname by deed poll during a relationship with the Statue of Liberty. Oh, fuck. I was right. I said she should get into a relationship with the Statue of Liberty. Apparently, she's currently going through a divorce. The Statue of Liberty is back on the market. And I guess a lesbian? Maybe I should pre-read these news stories before I do the show, so I'm not so surprised. All right, the bride-to-be, who had previously changed her surname by deed poll during a relationship with the Statue of Liberty, has decided to seek a commitment ceremony to her chandelier, known as Lumiere. See? She's fucking messed up in the head thanks to Disney. Whilst the Leeds native acknowledges that she can't marry the love of her life in the traditional way, she is determined to prove that her love exists and is worth just as much as marriage between humans. Amanda said, "I'm determined to have this commitment ceremony to prove that I'm here for Lumiere and that my love is going to last. I restore chandeliers in my spare time." So I guess to chandelier, she's like a doctor or a personal trainer or something. Meanwhile, in human standards, she's a little chubby. Now I kind of want to make her today's featured image because there's a picture of her kissing her chandelier. All right, I restore the chandeliers in my spare time so they can continue to interest people as they like to be the center of attention. Cuckoo. That's what they like, and it's the energy I get from them. I'm not sure what dress I'll wear, and we'll invite those closest to us. So mostly wall sconces will be in attendance. The church will be full of, like, vases, broomsticks, blenders. I know a lot of people think my attraction to chandeliers is strange, but I'm not crazy. That's what a crazy person would say. I've been polishing Lumiere most nights to ensure she looks her best. Wait a second. The chandelier is a woman? I guess it kind of makes sense because, you know, the previous relationship was with the Statue of Liberty. When in a relationship with Libby, otherwise known as the Statue of Liberty, Amanda struggled with the long distance and turned to her chandeliers. She was unfaithful to Lady Liberty? I hope she's never allowed back in the United States to visit or otherwise. Fuck you, bitch. She first caught my eye when I stumbled across her on eBay. Oh, she's talking about the chandelier. I had no idea she was my soon-to-be wife. I spent £400 shipping her over from Europe. Chandelier trafficking. That's what you're into? Woman is a criminal. As soon as I'd seen her, I couldn't stop thinking about her and how beautiful she was. She has such a beautiful shape, and I could feel really amazing energy coming from her. I knew there and then that she had to be mine. All of my chandeliers have their own special personalities. In regards to her sexuality, she said, "People often can't understand that this is just a natural orientation for me, that I can find the beauty in objects and I can sense their energy. I want others to see how happy the chandeliers make me and how much they've enriched my life." Okay, crazy pants, enjoy your wedding there. Final story we have for you today. Plates at Macy's have caused an outrage. What the hell am I talking about? I'm talking about dinner plates. Twitter is freaking out over dinner plates being sold at Macy's because, and I'm going to describe these plates here, they fat shame. All right, so there are three, so it's like a large dinner plate, right? There's three circles painted on the plate, right? The largest circle that reaches almost the edge of the plate reads, there's text around it that says, "Mom jeans." And then closer to the center of the plate, there's another circle that says, "Favorite jeans." And then finally, the smallest circle, indicating the smallest portion that would be on the plate, is labeled skinny jeans. There's also another plate with two circles, right? And the largest portion, the biggest circle there, is labeled food coma. And then the smaller one is labeled foodie. The thing I'm most upset about is, like, do we really need cutesy plates like this? Plates with jokes. It's not classy. It's not elegant. It's not clelegant. It's a little trashy. Macy's has long been a frontrunner in fast and luxury fashion, but some shoppers weren't so thrilled when the store started selling plates that they allege were body shaming. Is it really body shaming? Like, yeah, if you eat large portions of food, you're going to fit only into mom jeans. You're not going to fit into skinny jeans. Podcast host and TV producer Allie Ward took to Twitter to share her outrage over a set of plates she saw on display at Macy's. The dishware were created by the company Portions, which also makes portioned liquor and wine glasses. One of the plates in question shows three separate circles indicating meal size, labeled skinny jeans, favorite jeans, and mom jeans as they get bigger. How can I get these plates from Macy's banned in all 50 states? She wrote in a tweet that has garnered nearly 30,000 likes. She's not the only one outraged by the line of plates. One Twitter user even labeled it as commodified starvation. Another pointed out that these products fuel eating disorders. Guys, you know what else must fuel eating disorders then? Like skinny jeans just existing. Should we get rid of those too? Because someone who might want to get into the skinny jeans might see the skinny jeans and then want to not eat. Quote, these labeled plates are awful, and I'm glad Macy's has agreed to remove them. Oh, so of course Macy's was like, sorry. These fuel eating disorders. One user responded, all these people trying to defend the shitty design. It is a shitty design. That's my problem with it. Imagine thinking a circle labeled skinny jeans big enough to hold like two chicken nuggets is demonstrating healthy portion control. The only thing it's teaching is body shaming and nothing to do with health. The department store, which was founded in 1858, was quick to respond, writing, hi, Ollie, or Allie, whatever. We appreciate you sharing this with us and agree that we missed the mark. It will be removed from all stores. This bitch, Ward, look what she says. Ward says she never meant her tweet to be taken literally. Well, then don't tweet about it, because that's all that Twitter is anymore. It's a service where you try to get people fired, products banned. It's an outrage machine is what this is, this fucking Twitter. All right, I was about ready to get on to Popeye's Twitter account today to scream at them. All right, while Ward never meant for her tweet to be taken literally, she said it's important to bring awareness to the subtle ways in which diet culture functions. I wasn't being literal at all in terms of a legal ban, she said. I just want to show the world how insidious beauty culture, and in this case, one that shames women, can be. I wanted Macy's to know that what they carry and display matters. It can hurt people, and they're... Shut the fuck up. All right, this particular product is just one of many from the same line of dishes with meal size suggestions. Well, other plates reading foodie and food coma, like I mentioned earlier there. So there you go. Plates are pissing people off today. People are in a tizzy over dinnerware. That, my friends, is your distorted news for months. Not like fucking place had swastikas on them or something. Like a real reason. Remember when Distorted View started? Way back in the early 2000s, there was a news story, I remember, about a woman who ordered a couch. And she was pissed because when the couch arrived, the order form said that she ordered it in the color nigger brown. She assumed that the store that she ordered it from wrote that, and, you know, it was as a derogatory name for her, but it actually came from China, where the couch was made in a brown color that they referred to as N-word brown. That was a legitimate complaint, something to be outraged over. If I was a black person, got a couch that said, you know, oh, here's your N-word brown couch, lady, yeah, I would be a little upset. Then, you know, come to find out, you know, they did some research and they said, oh, it's what the Chinese manufacturer calls it. She was still pissed off, but she didn't blame the store anymore. And that was the end of it. That story appeared on Distorted View Daily before there was a Twitter. Today, there would be an angry mob storming that store. death threats would be flying in. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, I was doing more research on the guy who I thought sounds like a girl and sang the Never Ending Story song. Apparently, he was the lead singer of Kaja Goo Goo, another 80s band. You know, the band that sings Too Shy. Too Shy, how do I? Too Shy, ah. That's not how it goes, is it? I have to find that now. But anyway, he was kicked out of that band. Like, they just fired him, which is weird when you fire your lead singer. Like, that's pretty much the band, right? The vocals are really the most important thing. This is Too Shy. I mean, what other hits do they have after Too Shy? Not much. Anyway, so they fired him. Then the, I don't know, director or something of Never Ending Story liked his sound and hired him to do a song for them. And that's how the Never Ending Story song came about. Other interesting facts, he's a homosexual, which is a pretty big accomplishment to escape the 80s being gay. Most of them did not live. I always thought that was Boy George. I don't know. I'm all confused there. Well, there you go. A little more information about the Never Ending Story song, I guess. Let's do a couple voicemails here. Many ways to contact the show. First, show@distortedview.com if you want to email me. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedviewshow. First up, a couple patrons calling in here.
Timmy. Uh-oh. Fuck, man, shit. It's Unicorn Hanser checking in. What the fuck? You know what day it is, dude. It's fucking Sunday.
It's Sunday.
And I'm catching up. Well, I'm in a bad mood. Excuse me. I'm going to warn everybody now. Uh-oh. I'm in a bad mood, and I had to take a time out and escape the madness. And I'm calling you, and I was happy to hear your voice because since Thursday, I could not listen to the show. I am, binging. No fucking way. You can't fucking say that shit. But I'm catching up. I'm playing catch up from Thursday. Why? I'll fucking tell you why. And I'm going to tell you and explain to you why it is so good to be a careless fairy like yourself.
Woman problems. He's been talking for a minute now that he's in a bad mood and he's going to tell me why, and he just won't get to the fucking point.
A guy like me, okay? A guy like me, what the fuck, okay? Thank God, okay? All this bullshit political talk, and none of these candidates are talking about sending kids back to school a little early, okay? The kids' education, isn't that important? Yes, it is important. So guess what? Why don't one of these candidates send your kids back in 20 days, okay? I couldn't listen to DV because I was around my 4-year-old, my 7-year-old, and my 10-year-old.
Oh, you're having child issues.
I can't even.
I have a solution to this. Year-round school. I mean, you can give them little breaks every now and then, a week here, a week two, or whatever, but I think it would really help out because a large expense is babysitters, right? And during the summer, if you've got a family where like the mother, the mommy, and the daddy both have to work, a two-income family because everything costs so much and we get paid so little here, it's the only way to scrape by, right? What do these kids do all day? Either pay to ship them off to a camp or like a summer camp, not like a concentration camp. Although that's an option, too. You know, we've got a crumbling infrastructure. They could work on the interstate, filling potholes and shit, right? Summertime is for community service. But I don't know. I know some countries do, like, the year-round school thing. Plus, if we could add some dates, extra weeks and stuff to the school year, children might actually learn something.
Update you.
Instead of just fucking preparing them for tests or whatever.
Update your Amazon wish list.
Update. Is this the new bidet thing? You gotta set up your bidet, Tim. Set up your bidet. Set up your Amazon wish list. Yes, I will. That's Level Lady Cat Lady. She desperately wants me. And, you know, I really should because that means I get stuff in the mail. I get gifts. It would really benefit me to update this fucking Amazon thing. My birthday's coming up, by the way, August 1st. I'm still in my 30s. Some people were saying that I'm like in my mid-40s or something. I look like I'm 60, but I'm actually still in my 30s.
Hey, Tim,
I'm going to keep saying that while I can.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I wanted to call and talk about poppers,
Like sex poppers?
I'm only really familiar with poppers because of your show.
I don't know how popular poppers are. I mean, I've smelled poppers, but that's just because I lived with a gay whore for a bunch of years. And he spilled it all over the floor. But sniffing poppers to get high or relax the butthole or whatever the fuck it does, I've never really participated in that action.
Career. I decided to hook up with, a couple guys. None of them ever offered me poppers, but listening to your show, I knew what they were.
Yeah, maybe that was like more of an 80s thing where everyone was doing poppers.
But one day, somebody offered me, and I got afraid. And I was like, I don't want to take these. This is what people take when you get made fun of on Distorted View. So, the Macho Man...
Out of all the drugs you could probably take, aside from like marijuana, I think poppers are the safest.
Decline.
As long as you don't go fucking crazy.
But I'm curious, did you ever use poppers in your day?
I don't think so.
And what do they do?
If I did, I didn't use it right because it didn't do anything. I just like sort of smelled
unclear
it.
Unclear on what they do. Was it stupid of me to turn them down? Was it better safe than sorry, or is it just not worth it?
I don't know what you were doing with these men, but I really think it's more for like the guy who's getting fucked. I think it gives you like a little like it makes you feel lightheaded or a head rush or something, and it dilates your blood vessels maybe and relaxes your butthole walls or vaginal walls if you're in it. Girls can use it too. I don't know. That's the skinny on poppers there. That's all I know about them. I don't think they smell particularly good. They smell like cleaner, like solvents or whatever. All right, so there you go. That is all the time. There's a little primer on poppers for you. I love that sometimes they're sold. They're sold in, sex shops, but, you can't call them drugs. So they're called, air fresheners, but they don't smell good, right? It's not something you would want your room to smell like. It's not like a Glade fucking plug-in. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why'd you guys do about me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay?
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms, right there, while your whole family is standing behind you, just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
My name is Tim Henson, the new face of genital herpes.